Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said some people continue to change jobs, change mates, change friends, but they never think of changing themselves. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible study today. We're glad once more that you're listening to Bible Meditations. All right, let's return now to our study, and we're looking at a statement that David made in Psalms 50 and verse 21, when he said that men sometimes, in dealing with him, seem to think that they're dealing with one who is altogether as they are, that is, just another man. When we look at our dealings with God, we're not dealing with just another man. We're dealing with the Almighty, all-powerful Father in heaven. We're dealing with the one who has no limitations in knowledge. He knows everything. We're dealing with one who is everywhere. There is nowhere I could go in all of the universe to escape his presence. God indeed is everywhere and knows everything. Now that's not true of men that I deal with, men that you deal with. When we're dealing with each other, we're dealing with just men with human limitations. But when we're dealing with God, that's a different story. Now, David just simply says that God wants us to remember that we're not just dealing with each other. We're trying to the best of our ability to serve one who is greater than any of us. And so, because I can hide things from my fellow man, does not mean that I've hidden anything from God. An act of deceit, an act of lying, an act of hurting someone round about me, those actions may be unknown to many with whom I associate, but not one of them has escaped the knowledge of God. While I can hide things from my fellow man, I cannot hide anything from my God. Not only is that true, but we were pointing out yesterday that sometimes men make promises to you and then back out. It may be because men just change their mind. They decide, I don't want to do what I promised to do, and so they just change their mind about it. Or it may be that sometimes they are unable to do what they have promised. Many times we may make arrangements to do things, and we think we'll carry out those responsibilities, and yet find out when the time comes that we're unable. There's no way physically that we could do what we promised to do. And so we have limitations along that line. But God isn't like that. When you're dealing with God, you don't need to worry about God saying, well, now this is the way it is, and then finally saying, well, that's all right, we'll go another direction. You don't need to think that when God makes a promise to you, God might not be able to carry out what he said because he is all powerful. So when we read in the Bible in 2 Peter chapter 3 about some scoffers coming along and making fun of the promise God made in regard to the Lord's return, the Lord coming again, they were saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. You remember they were simply saying, God said he was going to send his son, but his son hasn't come. Therefore, God is not keeping his word. Well, Peter points out the fact that man is not tied in to our time schedule. A day with him is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. We look at the limitations that time places upon us, and we try to get the idea in our mind that that's the way it is with God. God is limited by time schedules, just like you and I are. Well, Peter said it's not so. They're willingly ignorant of the fact that God does not reckon time the same way we do. But he goes ahead to say, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. What does the passage say? It just simply says that God is giving time for men to repent. He isn't willing that any should perish. He wants all to come to repentance. And so he's permitting time to continue. When the time is right with God, Jesus will return, just like was promised. And the events of that day, such as this earth being burnt up, the heavens being melted with fervent heat, the works and the elements having to do with this life, all will be burnt up right on God's schedule, exactly as God promised it. You see, we're not dealing with men who change their mind or men who decide, I'd like to do something, but I don't have the ability to do it. God and men are totally different. So David will say, God said to mankind, you think that I'm just like another man. But that's not the case. I'm not just like another man. When I read something in the Bible, I don't need to question in my mind, now is that true or not? Is it possible that tomorrow God will say something different? Once in a while somebody indicates they want a revelation that is later than the Bible. The Bible was completed in approximately 96 AD. The New Testament was finished, and there has not been any later revelation. God laid down the pen of inspiration at that particular time. But there are those today who come along with the idea that God would say something in addition to what is said in the Bible. Well, do you think that God is going to change his mind about something that he has said? Could you go to the Bible and find a statement in the Bible and think in your mind, well, maybe God has changed his mind by now, and I won't be held responsible for that. Well, that might be true as you're dealing with men, but it's never true when you're dealing with God. I remember a statement made by the psalmist David in Psalms 119 and verse 89. David said, forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. God doesn't change his mind about things like that. He simply says and carries out what he has said along those particular lines. You don't need to worry whether the Lord is going to return. The Lord promised that he would, and he's going to return in his own time. You don't need to worry whether or not you're going to be held responsible for obeying his will. Because God said it's going to be that way, and that's what's going to happen when judgment comes. God is going to hold us responsible for being obedient to his will. I can't live in disobedience and still please God. Just no way that can be done. And I'm not dealing with men who will simply change their mind about the matter. If the Lord says it's going to be a certain way, mark it down, that's the way it's going to be. In 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, the record says we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that we may receive the things done in the body, whether they be good or bad. We'll account to God, won't we, for what we have done? And God is not going to change the book, change the laws at the last moment. We'll be held responsible for what he has said. We appreciate studying with you today. We'd like to remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.